Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, here you go. Get ready. You can find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube. That includes The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima from 6 to 10 a.m. and Afternoon Drive with Nick Wilson and Jonathan Peterlin, 2 to 7 p.m. It's live each and every weekday on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel. Subscribe to that channel for free, and you can watch all the best content from your favorite shows on The Fan, live and on demand right now. Do it.
It's Baskin and Phelps, 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092. Just had a conversation with Nick Costos, our Odyssey Sports betting insider. Had some interesting things to say about Shedeur Sanders. Jeff, what'd you get out of that, what he was saying?
He said the same thing I did, so I liked it.
What a surprise.
Well, he did.
Yeah.
You know, he's giving you an opportunity to think he might be able to be the starting quarterback next year, but he's not absolutely convinced. I couldn't agree more.
What does he need to do to convince people, though?
Play it for a while, Andy.
Well,
Kessler rocked it for the first three starts of his career. We went over that yesterday. Cody rocked it. Wonder who he's rocking for now.
Hmm. Deshaun Kizer?
Just the ability, Andy. Ability. And ended up getting in his way. Guys have been able to step in and play quarterback at a decent level in the league. Kelly Holcomb did. But Kelly wasn't anybody's idea of a starting quarterback. Neither was Cody Kessler, as it turned out. He just needs to keep going. I mean, he's off to a fine start. Just keep it going. And I hope he puts himself in position where this team thinks it doesn't have to reach for a quarterback next year. That's my fear, that because they have two first-round picks now, they reach for a quarterback.
I'm wondering if folks can lean into the thought of him just being the starting quarterback next year and make life easy. Can they just lean into it and go, yep, Shador's a starter next year. I can live with that. We're good. Let's go draft some. Actually, let's see how this thing plays out at the end of the year. Let's see what kind of a draft pick we have. If we're super high and someone's looking for our pick, let's split it like we did last year. End up with two first-round picks. Could end up with what you've already got two for this year. Maybe you drop back and pick up another first-round pick. Or you pick up another. I mean, you could end up with three. Do you know how quick you could change this franchise's fate moving forward with maybe three first-round picks this year and two the next? First of all, you could rebuild the offensive line with no questions asked. You'd be young, but you could do that. You could bring in free agents. You could upgrade the wide receiving room, which they desperately need. There are other things they'd be able to do. The more you think about it, you should be rooting for Shedeur Sanders to take this job and own it moving forward. It just makes life too easy. Elton is in Garfield. Hi, Elton. How are you?
I'm all right. How you doing this morning?
Good, good, good.
Hello, Elton.
We have the answer in Sanders. We do. Get a kid some time.
Sure.
I hate when I hear these so-called professionals and sports writers come in and say, oh, he was a fifth-round pick. When he was at college, he was a top-five pick. He was supposed to go one or two in the draft, and he failed. But that's the first thing people want to scream is, he's a top-five, he's a fifth-round pick, he doesn't do this. Only thing, his only knock in college was holding on to the ball. That was it. It wasn't reading defense. It wasn't arm strength. But then every morning we get on the radio, we hear the same thing again. Oh, we're not convinced. What else more do y'all need to see? I'm seeing nothing but consistency. I see two games we could have won. We should have won three in a row. We should have beat San Francisco. We should have won Sunday.
Elton, what did you think of Cody Kessler when he came into the league and what he played like when he started here?
I heard when you made that comment, you must wear glasses because Cody Kessler didn't look good those three starts ever. Cody Kessler never looked good.
Elton?
I
didn't say he did I? What I said and if you listen to the show yesterday, he put up some serious numbers. And my only point is this. Gosh, I hope Shuter is the answer. I really do, and I really like what I've seen, especially in the last game. But we have to watch this and see what's going on. I hope he ends up being the guy. And I'm not pounding the drum for Cody Kessler. What I'm saying is three games is not much of a sample size. So let's hope it turns out to be right on the money.
Kessler or Sanders?
I'm sorry?
Kessler or Sanders looked better in college. Who looked better, Kessler or Sanders?
Oh, they were both pretty good, actually.
No, who looked better at college, Sanders or Kessler? You can't tell me Kessler looked good in college.
who was Kessler's best wide receiver in college? That's my question. Like, we know that Shador had an unbelievable wide receiver. God, that's my
question. Shador had a really nice last year at Colorado, no question.
Hey, Elton, you want to change the narrative? Let's change the narrative. He's the Browns starting quarterback. It doesn't matter where he was picked, bro, does it? Right?
Say it one more time.
Let's change the narrative. The narrative is no longer where was he drafted. Today, as we walk into this game against the Bears this weekend, he is the Browns starting quarterback. It doesn't matter where he was drafted.
That's true.
That's all that matters now. Good.
Yeah, and if he wins, that's what the narrative will be moving forward, and we can stop arguing about
what the media
thought. I mean, the harder part is what the league thought, Elton. Like, at some point, again, I'm like, I think the thing that bothers me is every team in the NFL passed on him. Every team, multiple times. And the Browns are the team that decided to pick him. Like, the Browns don't get credit for that. They just get, you know, because of the way things have played out here, they get ripped left and right. Why is no one ripping every team in the NFL other than the Browns for not selecting him? That's the other point to this story. Like, I don't hear anybody ripping other teams. Oh, why didn't Tampa Bay take him? Why didn't I can go through a million. I can go through all the teams. Why didn't they take him? And yet the Browns are at fault for taking him? Get him out of Cleveland. This isn't the right place. Well, why didn't the other teams take him? This drives me nuts. But you know what? I'm done with it. You know what I am saying? Shedeur Sanders is the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. That is a fact. And it doesn't matter where he was selected. Jim is in Concord. Hey, Jimbo.
Hey guys, how you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Good. Now, you probably don't remember because you get tons of calls, but I've been on the Shador Sanders train for a couple years. And I'm telling you, he will be the quarterback for the Browns for the next 10, 15 years. And it's not going to be straight uphill. He's a rookie. He's learning. And I think the story of him being a fifth-round pick is going to make it even better. So fasten your seatbelt and get on the Shador train because it's leaving the terminal this year, and we're going to see good things from him for the next several years. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Jim. Jim, I don't know if everyone remembers. Jim, one of the original people that came on the air and said, get on the train. I don't remember that to you, Jim.
I don't remember the train. I didn't know we had a train.
We do, yeah.
Huh.
Come on, ride the train.
Okay.
Electric.
By the way, Elton, for your entertainment, Cody Kessler in his last 2 years of college and Shador in his 2 years at Colorado, 64 yards difference in passing, edge to Shador, 4 more touchdowns, edge to Kessler, 1 fewer interception, Kessler. So they were both really pretty good.
Hmm.
See, can we just do this, Andy? I've said this all week. Can we forget all the crap that has led up to this and live in the day? The starting quarterback of the Browns is Shador Sanders. End of story. You can think that he was, that they poo-pooed on him, whatever you want to think. He's the starting quarterback of the Browns. And if he goes out and plays well, he's going to be next year. And I hope he is.
But what's it going to take to get everyone there?
But it's been 3 starts. So you drafted a guy, and Kessler's just the guy that I mentioned because of the little exercise we did yesterday. He was really good in college, just like Shador.
Hmm.
And he flamed out after 3 seasons in the NFL.
I don't know. I know there was a guy that was an MVP in 1980 that was drafted in the 13th round. So every team passed on him at least 12 times. Remember him? Brian Sipe?
Yeah.
I think it's funny. I'm at the point now where I'm just like, can we just accept the fact that he's a starting quarterback?
I mean, are you looking for benchmarks? Because I can give you benchmarks. Give me 250 to 300 yards, throw more touchdowns than interceptions. Run an offense that looks like a functional NFL offense. You give me that for 7 games, I'm in.
The problem is the variables are going to, if it doesn't work, people are going to look at the variables and say, what'd you ask for? How many games at 250 plus?
Give me somewhere between 250 yards to 300, run a functional NFL offense, more touchdowns and interceptions over this 7-game run that we're in the middle of. If he can pull that off, I'm in. And even if we got a game or two that's at 200 yards, but more touchdowns and interceptions, I feel good. Let's go.
Are you cutting him any
time? And I'm going to use it.
Are you cutting him any slack? One, because he's a rookie, and I think we should.
Yes.
And two, you're looking at your 9th different setup for your offensive line.
Oh, the offensive line's a mess. I mean, we can't deny that it's been a mess the whole season. It's just that's what I'm looking for. You said if you want benchmarks, that's where the benchmarks are. More than anything else, run a functional NFL offense. That is 1-1 starred, highlighted, and bolded. And so far, he has run a functional NFL offense against the Raiders and against the Titans.
49ers, you're on your way. You're on your way. Is that what you're saying?
Okay. 49ers was a little shaky. I think we can all say that with good faith.
Sure.
Yeah. Let's see what he does with Dennis Allen and whatever game plan he has there. If he can dissect it and throw it and tear it apart, it's more evidence in the category that you're not looking for a quarterback, can build the offensive line, can build the wide receiver group, and feel good about it going into next season.
Hmm.
Do you
have a benchmark then, Jeff, or no?
Nope.
I just want to see him
play. I just want to see him play.
I don't know that he necessarily has to get more than the fact that he got over 200 yards is great, because Gabriel couldn't get there. For a kid that, or a guy that had 200 yards every game his last year of college at Oregon, he couldn't. He's struggled to get anywhere near there.
Well, you can also make the argument that maybe they didn't let him, which is the argument we were making in Shador's first couple of starts.
All right,
to turn him loose, and they did.
There's a yak issue there too.
So drop it to 200. Okay, I'm in 200 to 250. That feels good. That feels like a functional, watchable NFL offense that can compete across the league.
The other part here is the yards after the catch. Like, if you can get the ball to Fannin, I feel like you're getting 5 to 6 yards every time he catches that ball after the fact. And that pads that number. And so I think you have to watch it with a close eye. We'll continue on with this conversation a little bit. I also want to get into what's going on at Michigan, which is...
Which is awful.
Yeah, what we actually know. Let's talk in fact and some other college football stuff too. Paul Hoynes, he said it to Cooperstown. He's going to join us at noon. Andrew Siciliano at 1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.